Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We're reading in the New Testament, in the book of Galatians. And he's talking about being cursed, and he's talking about being blessed. And the good news, which is what the gospel is, the good news is that Christ, the anointed one, has already redeemed us, ransomed us from the curse. Woo! So that the blessing would come on us. Are we cursed?
No.
Are we blessed?
Yes.
What does that mean? Does it mean anything? Does it mean, see, to so many people, it means nothing. People go, chew. And everybody goes, and what does that mean? Most of the time, nothing. You could have said Cheerios. It would mean the same thing. Now, sometimes people may be serious about when they say bless you. They may be. But what I'm saying is, for the more part, it is just habit. It is just tradition. But the people of God, you and I, we ought to take the blessing of God seriously. We ought to meditate on it. We ought to think about, what does it mean to be blessed? What does it mean not to be cursed? What does it mean? A curse is a real thing. A blessing is a real thing in a person's life. Let me give you some definitions of this. What is a curse? These are definitions from the Hebrew and the Greek. A curse means to be damned. Now let me just stop right there. It means to be damned, to be doomed, to strike down. I'm not trying to cuss now, so listen carefully. Don't let your mind wander. To be cool nowadays and to be popular, you hear a lot of people saying damn. Usually break it up in a couple of syllables. Damn. Why? Why is that cool? Do you know what I'm talking about or not? In the world, do people think that's cool? If a car is real sharp, or nice clothes, or somebody's real good looking, I mean, it's supposed to be cool to lean back and go, damn. Right. There's no need playing games when we come to church. Let's deal with reality. And the reason many times people laugh is because they come to church and they sit up and read, but they'll sit and watch stuff like that and they kind of think it's a little cool too. They do. Amen. Or they talk like that when they're not at church. But I want you to think about it. Now, why damn? Because it's one of the favorite words of the God of this world. Why isn't it cool to go blessed? Why isn't that cool? Blessed. Why isn't that cool? Why has it got to be damn? Think about it now. I know it sounds funny, but the world is full of damn and hell. Right? That's supposed to be cool. Man, you got to watch cool. So many times when you boil it down, cool is ungodly. And think about what you're watching and what, you know, wanting to be like somebody, wanting to look like somebody, wanting to act like somebody. Ask this question, are they godly? Are they godly? If they're not, or, you know, maybe you don't know them, but if you got no reason to think that they're godly, you've never seen anything to demonstrate that they care about being godly, why would you want to be like them? Why would you want to look like them or dress like them or talk like them or act like them? If they don't love God, they don't care about God, they never say anything about God. See, we live in a society that idolizes people who never say anything about God. They go to church, but they go home and watch their TV and read the magazines and go to the movies, and they want to look like so-and-so and act like so-and-so and talk like so-and-so, and they are ungodly. So what you're saying is, I want to be ungodly. I said, you got to watch cool. Why isn't it cool to say blessed? Huh? Somebody pull up in a new car and you go, blessed. Why ain't that cool? Because the God of this world, through all of his varied subtleties, is trying to get damn in your mouth. He wants you to talk damn, which is another way of talking cursed. He wants you to say, cursed this, and that's cursed, and cursed, and hell and damn, and cursed, and cursed. And if you talk about God, you want to hook damn with it. So, oh, that's bad. Well, what's bad about it? What's wrong with it? Because God is not the curser. He's not the dammer. He's the blesser. That's what's wrong with it. Blessed. Everybody say blessed.
Blessed.
I'm not damned.
I'm
not cursed.
I'm blessed.
Now see, there are a lot of people on the planet that are cursed. A lot of people. If you're not in Christ, you're not blessed. Cursed means damned. It means doomed. Now listen, here's a very technical definition, a specific. Dedicated to destruction. Assigned or slated for destruction. If you're cursed, that means you are number 9 for destruction. You're set up for it. It's set up for you. Now see, people want to try to say they don't believe in these kind of things today. But they may try to talk that, but at night when they're laying on the bed and the last 5 things they did blew up in their face. And they take one step forward and get knocked back 3. And the harder they work, the less things work. They know something ain't right. And they want to talk about luck. I'm just unlucky. Ain't no such thing as luck. I know there's all kind of books written about it and whole cities built on it. But there is no such thing as luck. Luck does not exist.
Amen.
Mm-mm. Oh, but there's the other side. Where you start towards it and it just unfolds. You start to do it and you're going to do 1 and 4 happen before you realize what's going on. Favor and grace and you work half as much as they did and get 10 times as much. And after a while, it just seems unfair. It ain't a matter of fair. You hear people sometimes say, well, how's life treating you? How's life going to treat you? If you're talking about this world, it'll chew you up and spit you out. How's it going? Well, the correct answer for faith life people is, we're blessed. Man, God's doing good things for us. I mean, this is a standard answer. When people call me on the phone and say, what's going on? I say, good things. Because it is and because I'm expecting it. Right? And that's what happens when you're blessed. When you're blessed, you go day after day and bad things don't happen. You go week after week and bad things don't happen. And good things happen, and good things happen, and good things happen, and good things happen, not because somebody said, well, boy, you must be living right. Well, living by faith is living right.
Yeah.
And obeying God is living right. But no, don't get talking about what you're doing. Right? Let's stay where the word is. And where the truth is, we're blessed. Why are we blessed? Because Christ has redeemed us from the curse. So the blessing of Abraham could come on us. And he did. And it has. And we are. And I am. Blessed. Ooh, yeah. This will work. Y'all believing with me? Mm-mm-mm. Glory, glory. There's more to it than you just getting out of bed and hitting it hard. You say, well, if you work hard, that's the key to success. No. It takes more than that. There are people that work hard all their life and are broke all their life and miserable. Working four jobs. There's a principle of diligence in the word. You're not supposed to be lazy. You are supposed to be diligent. But it takes more than hard work. Well, you got to know the right people. You got to have connections. Well, that's true, but not like they're saying. Right? You need to know God. You need to be hooked up with Jesus. Right? You need to get acquainted with the Holy Spirit and let Him lead you. And you need to walk in love with everybody else. But no, it's not like people think. There's more to it than the natural. Some are blessed. Some are cursed. Which one are you?
Blessed.
That's what I thought. Now go to Numbers. Correct answer. Go to Numbers, if you would. The 22nd chapter, I believe it is. That word's going over in our spirits right now. Blessed, blessed. We're blessed. God's blessed us. Hallelujah. Redeemed from the curse. I'm not cursed. Now, it should not be easy for somebody to convince you that you are cursed. Did you hear that, what I just said? It should not be easy for somebody to convince you that you're cursed. And there are some errors in the church right now that we should deal with. It's a subtle way of believing you're cursed. When the Bible says you're blessed, and I'm talking about tongue talking, tape playing, meeting going people. And they call it a lot of stuff, and they go through a lot of stuff, but the final analysis is they believe they're cursed.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Blessed or Cursed, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1004A. That's R-1004A. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.